Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Ensuring an open, interoperable, secure, and reliable internet remains a core priority for the Biden-Harris administration. The United States has marshaled a national and international effort to protect the American people, critical infrastructure, and allies from malicious cyber activity. These efforts are beginning to bear fruit. The Justice Department recently announced charges against two foreign nationals for deploying Sodonokibi R-Evil ransomware to incapacitate and extort businesses and government entities in the United States. Yaroslav Vazinsky, a Ukrainian national, was charged with deploying ransomware against multiple victims, including the July 2021 incident targeting thousands of clients at Kaseya, a multinational information technology software company. The Justice Department also announced the seizure of $6.1 million in funds traceable to alleged ransom payments received by Yevgeny Polyanin, a Russian national who is also charged with deploying Sodonokibi R-Evil ransomware against multiple victims, including businesses and government entities in Texas in August 2019. According to the indictments, Vazinsky and Polyanin accessed the internal computer networks of several victim companies and deployed Sodonokibi R-Evil ransomware to encrypt the data on the computers of victim companies. Cybercrime is a serious threat to our country, to our personal safety, to the health of our economy, and to our national security, said Attorney General Merrick Garland. Our message is clear. The United States, together with our allies, will do everything in our power to identify the perpetrators of ransomware attacks, to bring them to justice, and to recover the funds they have stolen from their victims. Our message to ransomware criminals is clear. If you target victims in the U.S., we will target you, said Deputy Attorney General Monaco. President Biden told Russian President Vladimir Putin that the United States will take any necessary action to defend its people and its critical infrastructure in the face of this continuing challenge. That's what we have done. We are bringing the full strength of the federal government to disrupt malicious cyber activities and actors, bolster resilience at home, address the abuse of virtual currency to launder ransom payments, and leverage international cooperation to disrupt the ransomware ecosystem and address safe harbors for ransomware criminals. President Biden stressed he will continue to use every tool available to protect the American people and American interests against cyber threats.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.